Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Other things that are going on, it is a discussion that has to happen, and we'll welcome in on the Schneider Orange Hotline a good friend of mine and colleague Leroy Butler joins me on the great on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Leroy, welcome aboard, man.
What's up, Tim? I was going to call you a cowboy, but I'm not going to do that to Pope, folks. You're taking enough pain already these years, so it's all good, my brother. You doing good?
Yeah, everything's okay, but I do think that change is in the air, Leroy, and for sure, and with what happened in Minneapolis and then the demonstrations and the fallout of everything, I look at it this way, and you tell me if this is just a good plan of attack to move forward. We all, as being united, need to listen, we need to think, we need to understand, we need to speak. And then we need to act.
I think one thing that you need to probably put in there, acknowledge. I think that would help get to the conversation. And I think that's the reason why the whole Drew Brees thing got to where it was. I mean, because a lot of things, you got to understand that my mom told me this a long time ago, Tim. She told me power is a dangerous thing. It really is. And until people acknowledge what the problem was, it's hard to get to the solution. And the whole thing about Colin Kaepernick kneeling had, and people know these facts, but you get, when it gets political, Tim, people are in their corner, they get tribal, and they're never coming out. Nope, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear it. No, I know it. It had nothing to do with the flag. It had nothing to do with the military. But whenever you do a protest, it's going to be uncomfortable for a lot of people. And basically what happened to George Floyd is exactly what Colin Kaepernick was trying to stop. And the reason why it continues to happen, because people haven't acknowledged that it is racism. I mean, it is. I mean, it's hard to move forward when you haven't acknowledged that you have an issue. And if had he just protested without the flag, not without the, you know, national anthem somewhere else, it probably wouldn't even got picked up. It probably wouldn't. No one would have cared. But if you do it at that point, and he was sitting, and a young man who was in the military, Green Beret, said, no, don't sit. That's disrespectful. You need to kneel. So he obeyed. And then it got really political when the president got involved and the owners got involved. And next thing you know, the country was being split. It had nothing to do with that. And that's the reason why the good thing in this is that the military is pulled out of it now. It's basically the unjust, the social injustice by some police officers. And that's not what players are saying. All police are not bad. They're just not. I mean, one of my best friends in the world, Art Howell, is the chief of police down in Racine. I mean, one of my best friends. And guess what? The other 350 police men and women that show up for Cops and Kids, by the way, I'm the spokesperson for Cops and Kids, where police go around and read to kids for literacy. My godmother started that, Julia Witherspoon. And my godfather, Michael Witherspoon, works at Wendy Davidson. I mean, she was a police officer for 25 years. They do a lot of great work. But when you get a guy like the four guys who got arrested, Tim, when things happen like Sandra Bland, Eric Garner, it starts to bubble. Those are the other guys. A young lady got maybe shot unarmed, African-American. It starts to boil. What George Floyd did was whenever you have a boiling pot, that steam starts to kick the top off. And the top just came off. Now you get the all the political stuff, you get the protesting and stuff like that. We all, Tim, agree with anybody looting should go to jail. Anybody causing violence, there was a young man got shot, a police officer in St. Louis. He shouldn't have to lose his life. I mean, these guys are trying to protect you. But it is some bad people out there anyway, whether you were protesting or not. It's bad people everywhere. And the reason why I say that, Tim, because I had a young man tell me that he was uncomfortable. He didn't like, he was angry about all the looting, and he was angry about the violence, and he was just so upset. I said, now you see how black people feel when we're driving down the street, Tim, and you see blue lights. Your heart just, I'm like, what happened? You don't even know if this is the end or the beginning. And all African Americans were saying that when a policeman approaches a car, it's protect and serve. It doesn't matter what color person who's driving or what his religion is, his gender. Just be professional. But that don't always happen. And that's the reason why when I saw the Sterling Brown tape, and the reason why I say tape, Tim, is because if you don't have tape or some of this stuff, it won't get prosecuted. It won't even be brought up. But the video is just so impactful. I'm like, why can't you just either give him a ticket, have a nice day? No, you got to make a spectacle out of it. And what happens to me and your money, tax money, they give it all away because you get sued for millions of dollars. So what has to happen is the good police have to police the bad police. And I will say this, and I'm a union person. If a guy gets two or three complaints, the union, you got to admit when these guys are wrong, and you got to kick them out. You got to fire them. Because where we work, if me and you, Tim, do something bad a couple of times, Mitch going to send us an email, hey, man, y'all got to go. Because you're making the show look bad. It's not even to that point about the race part of it. Because sometimes to get political capital, I got to make it a race or make them hate the military. You got to get back on focus about what's been happening. So everything you said, I would agree with you, but the acknowledgement.
Yeah.
The acknowledgement helps.
Yeah, no, and I'm going to put that at the top of the list then. So acknowledge. So if we put this into the list, acknowledge, think, understand. And that's the one part. Yes, you're right, Leroy. Racism to a lot of people is a very uncomfortable thing. I don't understand why it is, but it just is, because we all know it's there. We all know it's there. Whatever degree, who cares? But we know it's there. So when you acknowledge and then try to understand the perspective, it makes the actions after that so much easier to communicate.
I would agree 100%. I mean, me and Gary, I think Z, I don't know if Z was still there at the time. Well, he was. Me, Gary, and Z were the only three African-Americans in the building, in Intercom. I've never went there one day, Tim, and felt uncomfortable. I love all my colleagues. They were always very nice. Everything was fine. But I got to think, if it was a bad apple in there that was being racist, I think we all would have said we're uncomfortable and try to get this person out of there.
Yeah.
That's the difference. That's the difference. Because it can make everybody look bad. Because I don't defend every time a player do something bad. No, if a player do something bad, break the law, he should be in trouble. I'm not going to just side with him because of the color. No, my mom taught me a long time ago. I'll tell you a quick story, 30 seconds. I'm walking down the street, and this is in the South, okay? And this comes back to the reason why I moved to Wisconsin from Florida. I'm walking down the street. I think I was like 11, 12 years old. It's about eight of us, all African Americans. We're walking down the street, and a guy pulls up in a truck. I mean, he got the Confederate flag. He got, I mean, first-class racist. I mean, he's yelling the N-word at us. He's saying all this mean stuff. And he just pulled. We're kids now. These are grown men. And I'm walking. I'm not even paying no attention. All of a sudden, all my friends are yelling. They want to fight. And I just kept walking. So the guys drive off, and they came over to me. why didn't you help us? Why didn't you yell at these guys? I said, because he didn't say Leroy Butler. He didn't call my name. I got to keep moving. That's what my mom taught me. She said, everyone around you may not look like you, but she just taught me never to see color. But she also explained to me, some people are not going to like me just because of the color of my skin, which you cannot control. I woke up like this. you don't choose to be. You wake up a color. If somebody don't like you for your religion, your color, or if you're rich, or any kind of discrimination, they got a problem. Until they acknowledge that, it's going to be hard for them to say, you know what, I can't really see how black people, I don't see how they, what they complaining about. I mean, slavery didn't happen. You know, this didn't happen. The Holocaust didn't happen. This stuff didn't happen. Tim, it gets confusing. And my last story is, before we go to a break, one of my best friends in the world, he was Jewish, named Danny. We was in eighth grade. I said, man, why do people not like you? We're in the lunchroom. Me and him come in. They just leave. And they say all this mean stuff. He say, oh, Leroy, I forgot to tell you. I'm Jewish. I'm like, so? He's still Danny.
Yeah.
I don't care what. He said, that's what they're doing. That's why they're saying all this mean stuff. And they drew the swastika stuff on his locker. And I said, are you serious? And me and him had a whole conversation about everything that happened. And we friends to this day. But it was confusing to me why people did not like him. And it was all because he was Jewish. And I went home with tears in my eyes, and I told my mom, are there really people in the world that hate people like this? She said, you're in a free country. People get a chance. It's free to be ignorant. It's free to be a racist. You're free. So when Colin Kaepernick did a knee, it made people that like it, but it's a free country.
The fear, Leroy, and we'll hit a break, and I want to get your reaction to it. The fear is that this, like all the other situations that happened with George Floyd, is that things are going to settle down a little bit and nothing's going to happen. That's the fear in all this, and we need to discuss what can be done and what should be done. And quite honestly, we have to force it to be done. We'll have that for you next year. Leroy Butler joins us here on the Bill Michaels Show. Tim Allen in for Bill today.
Hey, with so many festivals and events being closed this summer, here's a great idea for a quick getaway to two resorts. The Four Seasons Island Resort in Pembine, Wisconsin, and Pine Mountain Ski and Golf Resort in Iron Mountain, Michigan. The official golf and ski resort of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. And right now, when you book two consecutive nights of lodging at either of these amazing resorts, you get the third night for free. This Seasons of Savings offer is only good through June 30th, so don't delay right now. The historic and storied Four Seasons Island Resort is just 78 miles north of Green Bay, right there on the island on the Menominee River, with fun for the whole family, swimming, golfing, great dining, live music at the Boundary Waters Pub and Grill, and so much more. Pine Mountain Resort, just 90 miles north of Green Bay, and offers a scenic, natural, and peaceful atmosphere away from it all, plus world-class golfing at Timberstone Championship Golf Course. Two great resorts, same awesome offer. Book two nights and get the third night free. Go to thefourseasonswi.com. That's thefourseasonswi.com or pinemountainresort.com and look for the Seasons of Savings offer right now when you book. And whatever you do, make sure to tell them Bill Michaels sent you.
16 stations strong. The Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
This portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at Van Horn Automotive. They've got a huge inventory of the 2019 Ram EcoDiesels priced to sell. You get the utility of a truck and 27 miles to the gallon on the highway. You can find them all the shapes, sizes, makes, and models right there at vanhornauto.com. And by the way, if you've got a repair you've been putting off, don't do it anymore. Right now, you can finance it for 0% APR for 12 months on repairs up to $2,000. It's easy to apply for. Go to vanhornauto.com. By the way, you can buy your new, your used car fully online. You can find the car, you can finance it, you can trade in a vehicle. Do it all online at vanhornauto.com. That's vanhornauto.com. 16 dealerships throughout Wisconsin and in Iowa. The Van Horn Automotive Group, family born and employee owned, and on the web at vanhornauto.com.
Welcome back. It's the Bill Michaels Show, a Thursday edition. Tim in for Bill today, and our guest on the Schneider Orange Hotline, Leroy Butler. And Leroy, a conversation that has to happen more and more and more is racism, and it does. And then there needs to be some actions based on that. And Leroy, let me just say that there's a couple of notes I took in what has gone on the last week or so, and I've always wondered why we can't get into these things a little bit more. And one would be law enforcement reform. We see that Dak Prescott had donated $1 million to that social justice reform. That's part of it. That's action. That's going into law enforcement. That's reviewing on a regular basis. As you said in our last segment, kick the bad guys out and make sure the erosion of law enforcement enforcement doesn't continue. Secondly, educational reform. We can't rubber stamp an inner city school with the money you get based on property taxes in there, because that opens the door to housing and development. We have to look at these situations specifically regarding race. Healthcare reform. The housing and development, as I said, lending practices at financial institutions. If all of these things are taken a look at with somewhat of a task force situation, Leroy, I think we'd make some progress here.
Well, the people who will run a lot of those are politicians, so I would say you got to vote. You got to vote. I think the one thing that's missing is opportunity for people protesting, register to vote. That's how you get the people out that you don't want out, or you don't like their interest. You vote your interest, vote. Because if you're not voting, I really don't want to hear from you. But if you're voting, hey, it was fair, I didn't get my way, but suppressing voting is a real thing. Gerrymandering, and, you know, because people love power, Tim. They love it. They get drunk off of it. I mean, they love power, and the one thing about politicians, they try to get elected the next time. And then none of this will get done. None of this will get done until you vote. You have to vote because, to me, and here's the thing about, you know, the one thing that really bothered me when I was living in Florida was, it was an African-American young man. He had his wife was white. And people were just being racist. And I'm like, you should be able to be with whoever you want. In Wisconsin, you know, I see biracial relationships. I don't care. At the end of the day, I don't care. But before, because let's be honest, Tim. If you're a first-class racist, two things are going to happen. Say you are a racist. And you admit it. Hey, man, I just don't like people for whatever. I don't like their religion, their skin color. You're not going to change. I'm a Christian young man. I would pray for him and hope he does. It's baked in. Nope, because growing up, he's always been told, hate the people that don't look like you. It's baked in. And then the other thing is the actual acknowledgement that racism is real. A lot of people don't believe it. Until they get past that, we're going to be stuck. Tell them it's going to happen all over again. Because remember, African-American, we're only like 13-14% of the population. And there's still some racist people think, oh, they're trying to take over our race. No, we're not. We just want to be fair. That's it. I got 25 grandkids. 10 of them white. Okay? 5 Asian. Okay, and Mexican, African-American, I don't see color. I love everybody, but I'm not naive to think everybody's not going to think like Leroy Butler. Because I know there's some people, Tim, they're going to look at me just for my skin color and predetermine that. So the ideas are great, but if a politician is over it, I don't think it's going to ever get done. And I don't think that people, he's going to put the people in position, you know, to make a change. The only way you will feel like, if you're 25 years old, the only way you feel comfortable, you hang out with 25-year-olds. You're not going to feel, I mean, good with me, you and Gary, we're in our 50s and 60s, and Elmer Fanger and Joe and all, we're not going to have the same conversations. Grown men hang with grown men. So if you're a racist person and you're in power, you're not going to just say, wake up one day and say, you know, I want to see an African-American young lady come in my office and give her a job. No. So what has to happen is vote. So if you vote, I think reasonable people say that whatever the consequences, it didn't go my way. But, Tim, I got pulled over 6 times in one night at Florida State. 6 times.
Jeez.
Six, not 3, 2, 6 times. 6 times I got pulled over within like 3 hours. All of them. And the first thing they say, and I don't know if they'll say this to a white person, is this your car? Where'd you get it? Sir, why you pulled me over? So you know what my mom told me to do, Tim? She wrote her number down. I put it in my wallet. Hey, call my mom. I'm not saying anything. Just call my mom and tell her what I did. Give me a ticket. Take me down. But call my mom. Because there's no cameras back then. Everybody should have this conversation with their kids. But the African-American community must have it. Otherwise, we're going to see this happen again.
Final thing, Leroy, and I want to promote your show coming up at the top of the hour here at the local station, The Fan, in Milwaukee. You mentioned the word vote, and I think one of the most powerful things that I've seen over the last week is George Floyd's brother that got up there and said, do your homework, get out there and vote. He said that's one of the first things you can do to get the changes that are needed, that are warranted here. I thought that was extremely powerful, Leroy.
Yeah, I mean, because remember, you couldn't vote. African Americans couldn't vote. So a lot of people had a head start, years of head start. So there's never going to be a lot of people. They think just because, you know, Barack Obama was president, well, there it is. Racism is over. No, it's not over. Nah, it could be just the beginning. Vote. That's when you feel change. You sleep good at night as an American. Just the United States of America. Not just for certain people, but we have to acknowledge that racism exists. But it's going to be people that look like you, Tim, that's going to help me to end it. I can yell it and scream it, then I'll be the angry black man. But if one of my colleagues, and you know what, if you look at these protesters, Tim, they ain't all black. It's a lot of white people fed up with other racist people giving them a bad name. And I love it. I love it. So I just want everything to be peaceful. And the last thing I'll tell you, but if you're looting out there, here's the breaking news. They got your picture. So sooner or later, you're going to have to pay for it.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing more with you and Gary and Sparky here this afternoon for sure. You can find that show on the radio.com app. And Leroy, I consider you a good friend, man. Thanks for the conversation.
I appreciate it very much. And last thing I'm going to leave you with, remember Josh Hader went to his thing? The first guy backed him up was Lorenzo Cain, African-American.
Unity. Yeah, you too. I think the end is liberty and justice for all, meaning all of us. Come on. All right, Leroy, I'll talk to you soon, man. Thanks. All right, see you later. Leroy Butler, Packer Hall of Famer. Future NFL Hall of Famer, good friend of ours in the show here for sure. He joined us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
Schneider, hiring drivers right now. They work hard, you work hard, they treat you fair. For 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them, 800-44-PRIDE, or go to schneiderjobs.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.